Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. So I want you to see that a huge number of Muslims are discovering they are not God's family. They don't love each other. So Muslims have been discovering many painful truths about themselves and their religious Muslim teachers and their leaders. Many of them are self-centered, unfortunately, corrupt, liars, selfish, and violate human rights. Of course, you heard about the millions of Muslim refugees who need safety and peace. They fled and they still are fleeing their Muslim communities because Muslims are killing each other in their Muslim communities. They have been disillusioned with Islam. Remember that. And you know, the word illusion means an erroneous perception of reality, an erroneous concept or belief, the condition of being deceived by a false perception or belief. Disillusion means to free from illusion. What does that mean? It means that most of the Muslim people thought that their Muslim religious leaders are wonderful and that they are wonderful Muslim people and they are one community and they have everything right in their teaching. But after what has been happening, a huge number of Muslims have been disillusioned with Islam. They are experiencing their greatest crises right now. The foundation they have been standing upon is broken. They have sincere questions about life and God, the Quran, and the Muslim leaders, including religious leaders, failed to solve their problems. They failed to satisfy their hunger and thirst for a good relationship with each other and a good relationship with God. Remember that. So most of the Muslim people are divided right now and they betray each other. And I am almost sure that hundreds of millions of Muslims are open to examine and discover other truth, especially the Christian faith. At least they are not resistant and closed-minded as they used to be. Many Muslims are asking, is there is anything in life better than this? Is there is anything out there better than what we have as Muslims, what we have experiencing? Muslims are crying because they believe that there is one God, one supreme being created heaven and earth and created the universe and created them. They got that right, believe me. But they don't know how they can have the right relationship with God and with each other. They have been failing to enjoy God's love, forgiveness, and peace and joy simply because they are not taught the right truth about God and His will for their lives. Muslims don't have the correct information about God in the Quran, and they don't receive good, correct teaching from the religious teachers and leaders. I want you to see that Muslims are thirsty people who drinks from salty water. Please remember this truth. Muslims are thirsty people who drinks from salty water. Huge number of Muslims want to know and obey God. Okay? I met so many Muslims that are truly sincere and genuine in their desire to please God and to gain His forgiveness and to do His will. But they don't know how. I just hope that all of us will feel more compassion toward the Muslims. I was preparing this program, and please allow me to share my thoughts with you that I entertained last night. Sometimes I see that we as Christians have the Bible, the Word of God. We have the Spirit of God lives within us. We have wonderful Bible teachers in America, some of the best. We have the family of God and freedom to fellowship and worship in America. In spite of everything awesome, precious God gave us, many of us, unfortunately, still struggle often. Many of us still misbehave and sin deliberately. Others of us are still confused. Many of us still feel jealous and envy others. Many Christians still have conflict with their brothers and sisters. Sometimes we even fight each other, not physically, of course, more verbally, and wishing not the best for each other. And Christians take hostile actions toward each other. An example can be fighting while going through a divorce. That's just a simple example. And one fellowship within the church fighting each other. Obviously, the relationship between Christians are far from being perfect. All of us still need to pray, ask God to fill us with His Spirit and enable us to love one another and love people much more than we do right now. Our imperfections, in spite of everything God gave us, help me to sympathize with Muslims who do not have the Word of God in their possession in the Bible, and they do not have the Spirit of God living within them, illuminating their heart and mind to understand the Word of God, and they don't have help of good, wonderful Bible teachers teaching the Word of God like we have in America. And in spite of their lack and what they don't have, you find many Muslims I met. I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt. My wife was ex-Muslim, so we've been in relationship with Muslims all our lives, and we still, many of them, still try to do their best, still make serious effort to do the right thing. However, as I mentioned to you before, and, you know, emphasizing Muslims don't have the right guidance and the right examples. Trust me, my Christian brothers and sisters, a huge number of Muslims know that Islam is not working. Islam did not satisfy their hearts and souls. However, they are seeking and trying and hoping to find God and to please Him according to the light they have. And of course, we will discuss more how can we help them. But if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Understanding Muslims and sharing Jesus effectively with them. Usually, the majority of the Muslim people are God-conscious people. They try to have the right relationship with their Creator. Hundreds of millions of Muslims remind me of Cornelius. Do you remember Cornelius? Mentioned in Acts 10 in the Bible as a Roman army officer. He was not a Jew. He was not born again Christian, but the Word of God clearly describes him as a devout, God-fearing man who gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, Cornelius had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. The angel told him, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering." This program will be continued next week. Before we finish, my Christian brothers and sisters, please join me in doing the most important thing, praying. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, recognizing our imperfections, recognizing that we need more of your Spirit, more of your love poured out in our hearts. Told the last people we meet, told the Muslims. God, we need more sympathy toward them and compassion like Jesus has, instead of more judging and criticizing and pointing our fingers and condemning them without giving them a chance, God, a fair chance to understand your love and your salvation and your word. God, equip us, God. Prepare us as an army and send us through divine appointments, through divinely opening doors for us, opportunities to share your love, God, to share your word, to share Jesus in the most powerful, effective way with multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. My dear Christian brothers and sisters, if you need any help regarding ministry to Muslims, don't hesitate to contact me. I am extremely busy, but when I find an opportunity to help a Christian share Jesus effectively with Muslims, I do my best to take advantage of this opportunity. And don't forget, every day, pray for divine appointments. Pray that God will prepare you. Pray that God will equip you and equip your fellowship, your church. Because God wants to use His church, the Holy Church. And you can expect God to use you as you walk with Him every day. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, and we share our thoughts with you. God's peace with you, my Christian brothers and sisters. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.